Thanks again, baby. And we'll call you.
Sure you will.
Come on, baby. I haven't got all day.
Got a lead sheet, honey?
Yes.
Is this in the right key?
Could you play it a tone higher, please? I sort of wrote this myself.
Oh, swell.
We laughed and we cried. All of the dreams and all of the scenes you put me through. So wherever I go, I think of you just like a fountain that flows down the mountain. Just like a river that
flows. Serves you coffee, huh?
Away.
Yeah.
Just like a.
Keep singing, baby.
Goes on and goes on.
I told you I was holding auditions all afternoon.
I've been loving you.
How many times did I tell you not to call me here?
Every.
What do you mean? What do I mean? I mean, this is a business establishment. That's what I mean. Oh,
friends,
come on. That's not my problem, baby. That's yours. Oh, swell.
Oh, stop.
It's a good tune, Kathleen.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Come in.
Oh, hi, Katie.
Hi, Dad.
Are you all right?
Oh, I miss Rob. I did a really dumb thing today, and I've cried half the afternoon. Aside from that, I'm fine. Dad? Would you mind if I used your shoulder for a minute?
The boy's asleep?
Couldn't wake him with a sledgehammer. At 2 a.m, yes. But we can talk as loud as we want now.
Kate, how dumb was this dumb thing you think you did?
Oh, pretty dumb. I auditioned down at the Oserpsee.
At the what?
Oserpsee. It's espresso spelled backwards. Coffee house.
Oh. You auditioned for what?
Well, I thought maybe I could fill up some of my extra time. And I figured maybe I could sing down there at night.
Fine. You actually think it's stupid to try to fill up your time?
Well, isn't it? I'm a wife and a mother.
Katie, this Oserpsee, what is it?
The Oserpsee.
What kind of a place is it?
Oh, it's a nice place. With no freaky people, if that's what you're thinking. It's all academic anyway, Dad. I made a fool of myself at the audition.
Katie, there's no reason why you shouldn't get a job someplace. I mean, you look great and you sing very well. And with a household full of people to take care of the boys, you have no problems, right?
You think that?
Yeah. And you're not doing anything you're ashamed of, singing in a reputable cafe, are you?
No.
Tell me, are they still auditioning down there? Well, why don't you go tomorrow and give it another try, huh?
I will. Thanks, Dad.
Anytime, Kate.
Hey, Dad. You want to do something really wild?
Like what?
Well, let's go downstairs, and you sit in your big chair, and I'll cook some of my famous oatmeal cookies and serve them to you hot.
Sounds great. Really wild.
Does Kathleen Douglas live here?
Who wants to see her?
Frankie Leslie. By the way, your phone's on the bum. I checked it out with the phone company and they said it was being used. But since when is the phone company ever right? Right?
Well, our phone could have been busy.
Well, in any event, I couldn't get through. Is Kathleen here?
Yes, she is. Come in, Mr. Leslie.
Thank you. Somebody's cooking something. It sure smells good.
Barbara, this is Mr. Leslie. Barbara, my wife.
Uh-huh. Well, hello.
How do you do?
Charlie O'Casey.
Hello.
Hi.
Mr. Leslie's here to see Katie. I'll go tell her you're here.
And they're still hot, so he...
Katie, Mr. Leslie's here.
Hello.
Hi. Why did you run out on me today?
Oh, you seem so busy.
Oh.
Everybody else around here is polite, but I ain't. Katie, who's this joker?
I'm sorry. I thought you'd met. This is Mr. Leslie. He owns the Osurpsy.
Sounds like a disease.
That's espresso spelled backwards, Charlie. It's a coffee house. Katie auditioned there today.
For what?
Charlie, as a singer.
I hope you don't think I'm rude, but could I have one of those cookies?
Oh, sure.
Thank you. You know, I missed my whole dinner today auditioning dames. Broads. Girls. You came closest, honey.
I came the closest?
Yeah, you seem to have something fresh about you. I hope you know more than just that one song. Hey, these are good.
Oh, thank you. I have several songs that I could do.
Good. You come on down to the place tomorrow about 4 o'clock and we'll run through the tunes with a piano player. And we'll talk money, too. Do you mind if I take some of those? I got an idea.
Take all you want.
Thank you. Then it's a deal, honey?
Funny.
You know, Mr. Leslie, if you had made this offer a couple of hours ago, I would have said no. But since then, I've talked with someone whose advice I respect very much. Okay, we've got a deal.
What is it about Mr. Leslie you don't like?
I didn't say I didn't like it.
No, but your face did. You know what Charlie has against him? He hates, and I quote, anybody who calls a girl he don't know, honey, right in front of her folks. Unquote. Does that bother you?
No, nothing's bothering me, really.
Oh, honey, come on. Say it.
Well, as they say downtown, maybe I've opened a can of peas. I mean, Katie will be working late at night, and everybody that goes into that place can't be trusted. And then she'll be driving home by herself.
Do you notice that you call him Leslie instead of Mr. Leslie?
Well, so I call you Barbara instead of Mrs. Douglas.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, I suppose it is. Well, let's just say that some of us Solomons do occasionally have their moment of doubt.
Tonight at 5, here on Odyssey.
My sister-in-law, the one that cries, she just came home. Bye.
You better make that your sister-in-law, the one that just got a job.
I start tonight. I can't believe it.
Oh, Katie, that's wonderful. Sit down, tell me all about it.
Here, honey, your dress is all done. Now take it upstairs and hang it up.
Oh, can't I listen to Katie's junk?
Later. All right, what did Mr. Leslie say?
Well, first he's leaving the way I dress up to me. Oh, and the pianist is just great. He transposes on sight. And, they're paying me scale to start, whatever that is. And he even wants me to make some oatmeal cookies.
What?
Well, he says he took that handful we gave him last night and put one on each saucer next to the coffee cappuccino, and the customers raved.
Well, that's a triumph all the way around. Oh, Katie, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, me too. I better go make those cookies. Oh, Barb, could you do me a favor?
Yeah, sure.
Don't surprise me and come down there tonight. If I'm going to fall apart, I'd like to do it in front of strangers, not my family.
Okay. Katie, we're all proud of you.
Thanks.
Hello. Steve! I'm always surprised when you call in the afternoon. And delighted, too, may I add. Katie, she just got back. She got the job. Isn't that wonderful? Honey, you're saying all the right things, but you sound like you just lost your best friend. Oh, she'll be fine, honest. Mr. Leslie even wants her to make a batch of oatmeal cookies. Oh, honey, I'd even like you to be so suspicious. What ulterior motive could a man have about oatmeal cookies?
Good for you. You gonna be home for dinner? Okay. Goodbye, love.
Barbara, did you know that Katie's making cookies for the thief of Baghdad?
Yes.
Well, he's paying her scale. Now, in the first place, that ain't gonna make her rich. And now, she's cooking for him.
Calm down, Charlie. It just so happens that the cookies made a hit with the patrons, that's all. Certainly isn't an international incident.
Who's going to pay for the flour?
Me? I'm sure Mr. Leslie will pay Katie whatever it costs. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I think about it?
I'm afraid to ask.
Yeah, well, I think the syndicate is in on it.
Oh, Charlie.
Did you see that guy's face? And the suit?
And the slick down here? Charlie, he has to be a gangster. I mean, he didn't stand there and flip a coin, but did you see those beady eyes? I bet the syndicate is going to hijack the cookies.
Are you getting smart with me?
Sorry. I'm just trying to tell you that you can't dislike a man because of the way he dresses. I mean, give Mr. Leslie a chance before you condemn him.
Okay. But if he gets out of...
Hi, Katie. Well, I was watching the Late Show and...
Dad, The TV set's off.
Oh, well, how was the job, Kate?
They liked me. I can't believe it, but they really liked me. And my oatmeal cookies were a smash.
Well, that's fine.
It was all because of you. Oh, if you hadn't told me I was being so silly, I'd probably be upstairs crying right now. How were the boys?
Oh, they're fine. Not a peep out of them.
Oh, good. Well, excuse me. I've got to write Rob and tell him all about my job.
Katie, it's pretty late. Don't you think you ought to go to bed?
Oh, I couldn't sleep. Now I'm so excited. Anyway, I don't have to go to work till 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Dad, it's a whole new world. And Frankie invited me to join them for breakfast after the show tomorrow. And he liked my dresses, and he's going to get a brighter spot for my eyes.
What?
Oh. Thanks, Dad. Good night.
Good night, Dad.
If you two could see your faces, Katie is as happy as a lark. And the people who should be the most cheerful about it are the most miserable. Check your hand, Charlie. How many cards do you want?
None.
This is draw poker. You've got to draw.
Who made up them rules?
I did. Oh, all right. Okay. Let's talk about it. Katie has been working 3 nights now. Everything's been going just fine. The people love her. She got an encore last night. The cookies were a smash. The boss is crazy about her.
You put your finger right on it.
Oh, Charlie, why is it that you detest this man so much? And that goes for you, honey. I mean, why? It's not like you.
Well, a pretty girl like that who's had the protection of a husband for so long, and now she's suddenly out on her own in that kind of a situation.
But that's the point. What situation?
I'll tell you what situation. She had breakfast with the knothead at 3 in the morning.
Oh, in a restaurant with Mr. Leslie and a musician and 2 or 3 other people? I mean, people who work late at night do that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, I'm going to hit the sack before you convince me that Katie is playing patty cake in the sandbox with Santa Claus. Good night, you guys.
Good night, Charlie. Barbara, I guess I'm being unreasonable about this whole thing, but there's just something about Frankie Leslie that
I have an idea. Why don't you go down there?
Because you said it'd make her nervous.
Well, that was 3 nights ago. I think she'd love to see you now.
Me? You mean you won't go?
No. I might influence your opinion. You go.
In my head. And how many days...
Oh, good evening. You alone, mister?
Yes, I am.
Over there near the wall, okay?
Right.
All of the dreams and all of... put me through. It's gotten so. Wherever I go,
Are you alone, sir?
Yes.
How about that table over there in the corner?
Charlie?
Oh. I'll sit here.
Bye.
Why didn't you tell me you were coming here?
Why didn't you tell me? We could have saved some gas.
And it's been easy finding things that please me, though they always leave me half undone. But I know that when you finally come back, you're
very good, Charlie.
Yes, she is.
To me and do me till that time. Darling, I'm just like that mountain that flows down the mountain. Just like a river that finds its way. Just like a song that goes on and goes on. I'll be loving you. I'll keep on loving you.
He looks like that guy that played in Guns of Chicago back in the early 40s. No, I take that back. He looks like the guy that played in Scarface.
Yeah, you're right, Charlie. Thanks very much.
For what?
Just thanks. Come on, let's go.
Oh, look, I didn't get any coffee.
Yeah, but... let's go anyway.
All right.
Well, you're leaving so soon?
Yeah, we'll bring the whole family back one of these nights.
Real good. Leona, this is some of Kathleen's family. This is my wife, Leona.
Oh, nice to meet you.
How do you do, Mr.
Nice to meet you.
Wife?
We owe you for some coffee.
Forget it. It's on the house.
Well, thanks very much.
Did we pass the test?
Test?
Listen, if I was in your place, I'd do the same thing. I'd test the water before I'd let my kid go swimming. Don't you worry about her. She'll be okay.
I'm sure she will. Good night.
Come back soon.
Yeah, don't tell Katie we were here, will you?
Oh, no.
Movie's got to do with anything. Hey, what's little Charlie doing up so late?
Well, he's coming down with a little cold, and I thought some hot chocolate would just kind of soothe him. I'm going to take him upstairs.
Oh, give him to me. I'll take him up. Come on, little fella.
You're
with your Uncle Charlie. Yes.
Hi.
Well?
Well, you were right, Barbara. I had Frankie Leslie pegged all wrong. He's okay.
You see? Did you hear Katie sing?
One number. And she sings very well. I thought maybe we could all go down one night when it won't look like we're spying. I don't think she saw us tonight.
Tell me.
About Frankie Leslie.
Yes.
Well, in the first place, his wife is the cashier. He introduced us to her, and she's very nice. They're both very nice. You were right. I was just unfair in my judgment of him.
I've got the best reason in the world for quitting, Mr. Leslie. I'm sorry about the notice, but you don't have to pay me for the three nights I worked.
Yes, but what's this terrible thing that makes you want to quit on me?
One of my little boys has the sniffles.
Sniffles?
Yes. I'm sorry. I really am, Frankie. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, Katie, we can take care of little Robbie while you work.
Oh, what kind of a mother would I be, Dad? Oh, I'm just sorry that you and Barbara and Uncle Charlie didn't get a chance to hear me sing. You know, I was pretty good.
I'll bet you were.
I'm going to go write Rob and tell him the whole thing.
Give him my love. Well, I guess that's the end of Frankie Leslie,
Steve,
Will you tell me why you disliked Mr. Leslie so very much?
It's really stupid.
Well, tell me.
All right. I finally figured out that Frankie Leslie looked like every villain in every movie I saw when I was a kid. So, automatically, I disliked him. Now, that's pretty stupid.
I don't think so.
You don't?
Well, no. To this day, I'm halfway in love with any man who looks like Don Ameche.
So are all his friends, Richie, Foxy, Ralph, even Arnold and Al.
Whoa.
So find your couch and sit on it. Happy Days, tonight at 6, here on Odyssey.